of Senate File 5 and ask for your favorable consideration. I'm very happy for the opportunity to start the day off with this very, very simple bill. I would refer you to, if I could for just a moment, existing state statute 6-5-204. And 6-5-204 simply says a person who intentionally and knowingly causes or attempts to cause bodily injury to a peace officer engaged in the performance of their duties is guilty of a felony. All this bill does is for the purpose of that definition, where it is a felony to knowingly injure a peace officer, all this does is add probation and parole agents to that language when they are in the performance of their duty, and that is all. It does not in any way, shape, or form expand their law enforcement authority in any other area other than in the commission of their time doing their job if they are intentionally injured. I thank you and ask for your favorable vote.
Senator Peck, did you move the bill?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson? Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Platern,
aye.
President Schiffer,
aye.
I'm closing the vote. Closing, vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 5 is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 27, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 27, County Nuisance Abatement Authority, sponsored by Senator Ross, an act relating to counties.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 27, County Nuisance Abatement Authority. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill didn't pass this House last year, but I'm hoping for better turnout this time. But the question. Oh my! This bill really. We have a problem, and what this bill does is basically allow counties by resolution to abate nuisances. Should they so choose. It's really local government at its lowest form, and I would like to give them that authority. Anyway, there is a situation in my district that is really imperative that we do something good about. And so... In all actuality here, folks, I mean, we got a problem in my district, and it's really bad. We got a county that doesn't have any authority to abate the nuisance. We have DEQ that says we don't have the authority to do anything, and this piece of property has asbestos on it. And there's debate about whether it has... is friable or non-friable, and nobody seems to be able to clean it up. So what this would do is at least allow the county, if it so chooses, by resolution, to be able to declare a nuisance and abate it and then collect it from the landowner. So thank you very much.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman? Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job. Johnson. Landon. Larson. Massey. Meyer. Mockler. Nicholas. Perkins. Peterson. Ross. Scott. Sessions. Townsend. Vasey. Bonflatern. President Schiffer.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Closing. Vote closed. 23 ayes, 7 noes.
Senate File 27 is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 42, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 42, Wyoming Court Security Act, sponsored by Senator Ross, an act relating to courts.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate File 42, Wyoming Court Security Act, and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill had its genesis originally. We had last year, the Judiciary Committee has been looking at court security throughout our courts throughout the state. There was a pilot project that was suggested last year, and that particular bill failed. And so this is an attempt to create a commission that would be tasked with, under the supervision of the Wyoming Supreme Court, with establishing standards to protect property and the judicial process in the state of Wyoming in the various courts. It would, in essence, this commission would look at such things as what kind of equipment is necessary to protect the judges, to protect those litigants that are in court, protocols and procedures for security. All of those things would come under the guise of this commission. They would report back to the legislature, and there is a minimal funding of $10,000 plus $2,300 for the legislator that might be on that commission. I'd urge your favorable consideration. There is a real problem, and there's a real risk if you've been in any of our courthouses in the state of Wyoming. Some of them have some pretty good security, but most of them have none. As you've anecdotally heard about various stories around the country of judges or litigants being shot or killed or whatever else, we need to get the time to do this is now rather than later when somebody actually does grievously get hurt. So I'd urge your favorable consideration.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Becht.
Aye.
Geist.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
No.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas. Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Vasey.
No.
Bonflatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Closing. Vote closed. 27 ayes, 3 noes.
Having received the two-thirds vote necessary, Senate File 42 is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Fellow senators, we're going to take a moment this morning to recognize our veterans, our active duty, our National Guard, all the people in the military that serve us so nobly particularly in these trying times. This morning, we're going to recognize some medical professionals who support our military and are joining us today in the chamber. Here to introduce these distinguished guests are Major General, Adjutant General of the Wyoming Military Department, Major General Ed Wright. General, welcome, and let's give a round of applause for both those on the floor. General Wright.
Mr. President, distinguished senators, thank you for allowing me to introduce some extraordinary men and women to you today. Today is your annual Veterans Recognition Day. The people standing before you are military medical professionals. Many are veterans of the nation's recent conflicts, but all ensure our veterans receive the high standard of care owed to them for their service. Colonel Joseph Horam is the Wyoming Army National Guard State Surgeon and Commander of the Wyoming Army National Guard's Medical Command. He joined the Guard in 1994 after serving on active duty. He was deployed for Operation Desert Storm and Iraqi Freedom. Currently, he maintains a busy private practice in Cheyenne, providing pediatric specialty care, and holds numerous positions on health and advisory committees. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Story is the Wyoming Air Guard's State Surgeon. He served in the active Air Force until 1997 when he was transferred to the Wyoming Air National Guard. He has deployed as a physician for Operation Enduring Freedom. He is the founding partner of the Cheyenne Women's Clinic and is on staff at the Cheyenne Regional Medical Center. Captain Cheryl Koski is a member of the Navy Operations Support Center of Cheyenne and the officer in charge of Navy Hospital Bremerton's Detachment Yankee. She manages physicals, records management, appointments, and pre- and post-mobilization health assessments for more than 60 sailors. Koski's full-time job is in Cheyenne, where she works with the Department of Veterans Affairs. Lieutenant Colonel Amy Olson commands the Wyoming Air National Guard's 187th Air Medical Evacuation Squadron, whose mission is to provide in-flight patient care to wounded or ill military personnel. She has deployed to OIF and OEF as a flight nurse to Kosovo, Saudi Arabia, Macedonia, and Germany. She serves as the 153rd Airlift Wing's Executive Staff Support Officer. Tech Sergeant Jeanette Olive is stationed at F.E. Warren Air Force Base. She deployed to Al Dafar Air Base, United Arab Emirates, as the NCOIC of Clinical Services, ensuring more than 6,000 of our personnel receive state-of-the-art care. She also established a training platform with the clinic to strengthen mass casualty response capabilities in theater. Ms. Casey Claybaugh is the Assistant Supervisor for the Medical and Surgical Floor at the Cheyenne VA Medical Center. She provides direct bedside care to veterans who have experience and are recovering from acute health condition. She is involved with a national VA initiative providing patient flow throughout the VA system. Gary Morton is the Associate Medical Center Director at the Sheridan VA Medical Center. He is responsible for the day-to-day management of the administrative services and functions within the medical center. He began his VA career as a nursing assistant in 1973 and has held 7 positions at 5 different VA MCs. Please help me in recognizing these individuals. Mr. President, today is also the annual Veterans Recognition Day. I would like to take a moment to call your attention to the gallery. Many of our Wyoming military personnel and many Wyoming veterans are here today. Please join me in thanking them for their service to Wyoming and our nation. finally, Mr. President, upon adjournment for the lunch recess, we invite you to join us for a reception in the Herschler Building Gallery to meet and thank these great Wyoming military and veteran medical providers. Thank you very much.
Thank you, General Wright. I would like to thank both the medical personnel and all of the veterans in the gallery. From all of us, for both veterans and active duty serving throughout the state of Wyoming and around the world, your contributions ensure the freedoms that we all cherish. Thank you again. Reading and reference of bills. Senate File 50, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 50, Government Royalty Revenue Distribution, sponsored by Senator Jennings, an act relating to government royalty revenues.
Senator Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. That's a hard act to follow. I'd like to move the Senate File 50, Government Royalty Revenue Distribution, and ask for your favorable recommendation. What this bill does is it takes the funding stream that we developed for Hathaway and saves that funding stream so that we can move it from one area to another. In the bill, we've picked the Wildlife Trust Fund to be the first one to move it to. The reason I think that we need to save this funding stream is if we continue to grow Hathaway into more scholarships into the trades and VOTEC and areas like that, and we continue to put more kids into the scholarship program, there's probably a day that we're going to have to go back and put a little bit more in. And in that way, if we have retained the funding stream, we can just move it back and put it in there. So that's the Wildlife Trust Fund. That's one of the trust funds that we have out there right now that we're always talking about. Let's put some in there. Even though that guy from over there by Devil's Tower badmouths it, we probably should fund it and go ahead and get the board to do what they're doing. It seems like they've been doing a good job. Once that's full, then it would go to a holding count, and the legislature would have to decide where it would go after that. Once it basically in 2 years, that's what the projection is, that it would fill the trust, Wildlife Trust Fund, that we'd be back deciding where you wanted to put it if we didn't have to automatically put it back to Hathaway. There's probably some amendments that should be made on this so that it doesn't interfere with some of the things that have already happened with appropriations and what they wanted to do with the fund, and we most certainly can do that. Thank you, Mr. President.
Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson? No. Allman? Yes. Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
No.
Cooper?
No.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Mockler?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie? Von Fladeren?
No.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Closing. Vote closed. 17 ayes, 13 noes.
Having failed to receive the two-thirds majority, Senate File 50 is indefinitely postponed. Senate File 57, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 57, Hospitals, Participation in State Retirement, sponsored by Senator Anderson, an act relating to the Wyoming retirement system.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. And at this time, I would like to move for introduction, Senate File 57, Hospitals, Participation in State Retirement. Mr. President, what this bill attempts to do would be to allow employees of county memorial hospitals and special hospital districts to participate in the state retirement system and prohibiting them to participate in multiple retirement systems as specified. If this bill were to pass, it would make an option, not a requirement, an option available to 22 of the 26 acute care hospitals in the state, those hospitals being county hospitals as well as special district hospitals in the following communities would be Afton, Basin, Buffalo, Casper, Cheyenne, Cody, Douglas, Gillette, Jackson, Kemmer, Laramie, Lovell, Lusk, Newcastle, Powell, Rollins, Rock Springs, Sundance, Sheridan, Thermopolis, Wheatland, and Worland. Essentially, the overriding purpose of this would be to be used as a recruitment tool at the option of those hospitals in order to recruit and retain hospital employees and professionals. The bill would strictly be strictly optional, would be potentially beneficial as a recruiting tool, as we've already said, to employ physicians and other providers. It has had the backing of the Wyoming retirement system and has been presented in other bills and would be at no cost or no jeopardy to the Wyoming retirement system. It would not have any adverse impact on that. And regard to the fiscal note on the back, it says there's no significant fiscal impact, and that this bill would require hospitals to fund prior service credits, so the retirement system would be held harmless, but at no cost to the state. So with that, Mr. President, I would ask your favorable consideration.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
No.
Perkins? Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
No.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Vasey?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Closing. Vote closed. 27 ayes, 3 noes.
Having received the 2/3 vote, Senate File 57 is assigned to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 67, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 67, Salaries for Officials, sponsored by Senator Nicholas, an act relating to salaries of public officials.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move Senate File for the introduction of Senate File 67. Ladies and gentlemen, all this bill does is provide to the judiciary, the judges themselves, the same cost of living increases that we have put in the budget for other state employees. The provision will provide for beginning fiscal year 09, a 6% increase, of which 4% is the current amount providing all state employees at that for the next fiscal year, and 2% catch-up, because you'll recall we provided a 2% raise to all non-judges, community colleges, UW, and state employees, 2% in the last budget. So the 2% is catch-up. 4% is for fiscal year 09, and then going into fiscal 10, another 4%, so that they receive exactly the same cost of living adjustments that we provide for all state employees. There is an argument to be made that the judge's salary is not keeping pace with other executive branches. This does not address that. All it addresses is the cost of living increase to treat them like all other state employees. I urge your support of the bill.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson? Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
No.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas? Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Vasey?
Aye.
Bonflatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Closing. Vote closed. 26 ayes, 4 noes.
Having received the required two-thirds, Senate File 67 is assigned to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 68, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 68, Judicial Retirement, sponsored by Senator Nicholas, an act relating to judicial retirement.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I move introduction of Senate File 68, Judicial Retirement. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill was before us last year and it died in the Senate. We've redone the bill to make sure that we address only the aberrations in the judicial retirement program and make it mirror what we call the general plan or the big plan for all state employees. There is an aberration in the judicial retirement plan when it was created so that the judges do not vest in a proportionate amount throughout their retirement. So if they were to retire after 3 or 4 years, they don't get a proportionate amount. That is different than the general plan and all other retirement plans. So what we've done is gone in and corrected that. And at the same time, we've made sure that the plan mirrors both the pluses and the minuses of the big plan. In the big plan, the state pays 5.25% of the state employee's contribution, but that's optional. We've made sure that in the judiciary plan, it's the same way. They're treated just like other state employees. Finally, last year, the Judiciary Committee had set this out with the provision that retirement could occur at 55 years old. We've boosted that up to 65 years old to lower the cost of the plan and, frankly, to make it do what I think we ought to be doing, that is recruiting judges that are that have more experience, that are more likely to stay with us till they're age 65. It's a much less expensive and, I think, a more fair plan when compared to the big plan than the bill last year, so I urge your support.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman? Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer? Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Vasey?
Aye.
Bonflatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
Senate File 68, having received the required two-thirds, is assigned to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 49, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 49, Impact Assistant Payments, sponsored by Senator Van Flatern, an act relating to taxation and revenue.
Senator Van Flatern.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate File 49, Impact Assistant Payments, for introduction and ask the Senate favorable vote on this bill. What this bill does is cleans up something that we didn't notice last year when we allowed an optional 1% sales tax
for the various counties if they so choose. Well, within the impact assistance funds, it says the original language was that you must be assessing the maximum number of sales tax before you're eligible for the impact assistance funds, which, if you're a small county like Crook County in my area, will receive a portion of the impact funds due to a power plant we're building in Campbell County, but yet to have to assess a whole another 1% sales tax to receive this small amount, which is a short-term amount, to help with the influx of workers, would be quite a burden on that county for all the people who are there year-long. This will also happen in Albany County, with the coal-to-liquids plant being built in Carbon County. They'll share a part of that impact assistance fund, but yet would have to assess the additional tax. So the gist of this bill is on page 3 of the bill, where it says that you will have to assess at least the 1% optional, but not both optionals. Also says if you go to special use tax, such as capital projects, where you're going to assess a quarter, half, whatever, a percent for those projects, that can be combined with the optional 1% that you need to assess, or that combined with the economic development tax that you can also apply. If those two add up to 2%, then you can receive the impact funds. So all we did was take what we did last year and not make that 1% optional mandatory before you can receive impact assistance funds. So I ask for your favorable vote on this, and thank you, Mr. President.
Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman. Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Becht.
Aye.
Geist.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Closing. Vote closed. 27 ayes, 3 noes.
Having received the required 2/3 vote for introduction, Senate File 49 is assigned to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Senate File 29, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File Number 29, Public Library Endowment Challenge Programs, sponsored by Senator Coe, an act relating to the Wyoming Public Library Endowment Challenge Program.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 29, Public Library Endowment Challenge Program. This bill is brought to you to recognize the significant contributions that our local libraries make and to be able to provide them a means of helping themselves. We have 23 public libraries around the state. The structure of how we propose to do this is to do it similar to how we did the matching foundation programs at the community colleges and the University of Wyoming. These funds will be managed by the state treasurer. When the amount out there reaches $10,000, the state treasurer comes in and matches it. There's a formula on how it's matched, and it's based on assessed valuation and population. The state treasurer will disperse 3 times the amount raised by the local library foundation in the following counties. So you get to pick out your favorite county here. Albany, Bighorn, Hot Springs, Platte, Crook, Weston, Warski, Goshen, and Niobrara. That's 3 times. He will match 2 times in Johnson, Lincoln, Carbon, Uinta, Laramie, Park, Sheridan, and Converse. He will match an equal amount in the higher assessed valuation counties, that being Campbell, Sublette, Sweetwater, Fremont, Natrona, and Teton. So I ask for your support for introduction. This is a means for the libraries, the county libraries out there, to help themselves. Remember that they're funded within the 12 mil parameters of counties out there, and there's a lot of pressure on 12 mil funding. has a modest appropriations in it of $25.3 million, of which I'm sure we'll mess with a little bit, and the chairman of appropriations over there is not paying much attention, but I'm sure he will if this gets in front of him. I'd ask for your favorable consideration on file 29.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman? Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Fecht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
No.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
No.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing the vote. Closing. Vote closed. 27 ayes, 3 noes.
Having received the required two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 29 is assigned to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 60, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 60, Community College Certificate, sponsored by Senator Landon, an act relating to the Wyoming Community College Commission.
Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's an honor to stand for the first time and move for the introduction of Senate File 60. And it is appropriate today, I believe, that I bring this bill on behalf of Representative Tom Walsh, who, as you all know, was not able to be with us during this session. I say that because you are all better aware of the fact than I that Tom was particularly interested in Veterans Affairs. So I send a salute out to Representative Walsh today. This bill that he asked me to bring is simply to put some minor restrictions on the Community College Commission, which would allow the community colleges to provide certificates for students who complete short-term training programs. As it stands right now, even if a student completes two or three classes in a certificate program, the colleges have to seek approval from the Community College Commission in Cheyenne in order to provide a simple certificate of completion. This has the complete support of the community college presidents. Anything 30 hours or less, it allows a college to simply provide that certificate to a student who has completed that program. So I would ask for your favorable support of Senate File 60. Thank you.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Fecht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Mockler?
No.
Nicholas? Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
No.
Von Flatern?
No.
President Schiffer?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 23 ayes, 7 noes.
Having received the required two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 60 is assigned Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 2, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 2, Select Natural Resources Funding Committee Chairmanship, sponsored by Senator Burns, an act relating to the Select Committee on Natural Resources Funding.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 2, Select Natural Resources Funding Committee Chairmanship. Mr. President, this bill is basically housekeeping. When we formed the Wildlife Trust Fund, we also formed the Oversight Committee that oversees
and reviews the large projects. What we did a little differently was in the legislation is we set a chairman and a vice chairman instead of two chairmen, one from each house, as goes with the usual standing committees. What this does is it takes it to the same format that the standing committees have, where you have two chairmen, two co-chairmen, one from the House, one from the Senate. It's that simple.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas? Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Peterson?
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Having received the required two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 2 is assigned to Committee Number 6. Travel. Senate File 51, first reading in the Senate File.
Senate File 51, Mentor Hunter Program, sponsored by Senator Jennings, an act relating to game and fish.
Senator Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate File 51, Mentor Hunter Program, for introduction. This is a bill that was brought to us by Game and Fish and by the sportsmen in the state. And the worry that they have is that our youth are not participating in hunting like they may have used to. And our license may be going down and some of the revenue there. In Casper, I use it as an example. We got a Boys and Girls Club that has an enormous number of kids showing up there every day. They don't have that influence for hunting and wildlife in their families, a lot of it because they don't have a father in the family. Then you drive down the street a little ways, and we've got a senior center. We've got a bunch of these old guys sitting around every day at lunch saying, you know, they moved out of state, the grandkids went with them, and I don't have anybody to hunt with anymore. Well, the idea is that you go over here to the Boys and Girls Club, and you get a bunch of these kids that don't have the opportunity to go hunting. You go over here to the senior center, which a lot of us may be looking at this place in the future, and some already. So you bring those two groups together, and now this old guy that would love to have a hunting buddy has a pool of kids out here that they can go hunting. The problem is that to go hunting in the state of Wyoming as a youth, you have to be committed to go through the hunter safety course. So if the old guy from the senior center comes out there and he finds a kid, says, yeah, let's go hunting. But first, before you know that you want to go hunting, you have to take this course. Well, a lot of those kids at school. And they go, well, I don't want to go to school. I go to school. So this bill and this approach follows the approach that several other states have taken. And we let those kids and that mentor go out one time and go hunting. And then go out and they can see, do they get along? Can the mentor really show this kid how to hunt, how to participate in a lot of our heritage? And then if the kid likes hunting and he wants to continue, then the mentor can stay with the kid and help him work through the hunter safety course. And at the other end, when the kid gets too old, if the mentor's still around, he gets too old to go with him anymore, then he can turn around and he can look at that pool of kids there at the Boys and Girls Club and say, I learned how to do this from that new grandpa or uncle that I got at the senior center. It's time for me to turn around and bring that heritage up through. If you look at the fiscal note, it's kind of hard to decide what it's going to cost, if anything. We looked at other states to see what it would cost. Bottom line is if this program works, we sell more hunting licenses in the future. We have more kids out following the heritage that we have in Wyoming. And I would ask that your favorable consideration on the bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
No.
Fecht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job? Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson? Massey? Meyer? Mockler? Nicholas? Perkins? Peterson? Ross? Scott? Sessions? Townsend? Basie? Von Fladern? President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 27 ayes, 2 noes, 1 conflict.
Senate File 51, having received the required 2/3 vote for introduction, is assigned to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 26, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 26, Business Entities, Registered Agents, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, an act relating to business entities.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'd like to move for the introduction of Senate File 26. Before you all get your guns up, I'd like to take a small second and welcome these students up here. They're from Davis Elementary School. Mary Whalen is one of their instructors. Mary, I'm looking for a dinner invitation, and we've got some other students, so say hi to these students real quick. Hi, you guys. Mr. President, this is the one which all the fuss is about. This is the one that we've received all the emails that have come from all over the country because we're trying to tighten up our laws about registered agents. Wyoming right now has a problem. The problem is that we're identified by corporations, some of which are legitimate, but many of which may be fraudulent. Maybe I should switch that around. I'm sure most of them are legitimate. But there's enough bad apples out there that are using Wyoming as a place to harbor their business because they can be a corporation in Wyoming anonymously, and they can have a lockbox, no person there to accept service of process, and we don't know who that corporation is, so that when law enforcement tries to contact our Secretary of State and say, who is this corporation that is using Wyoming incorporating laws to do business, we cannot find, they cannot find, no one can find. This is a big deal. It has to do with the transportation of illegal substances, crime in all its worst forms, and the legitimate corporations don't have anything to worry about. It's a necessary cost of doing business to have a good registration relationship with the state that you do business. We are proud of our good name in Wyoming. It's time for these corporations to do the same. We're going to be open to amendments in the committee, I assure you that, and we're going to give everybody a full hearing. Thank you, Mr. President.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
No.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Fecht?
Aye.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
No.
Jennings? Job, Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
no.
Larson,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
no.
Von Fladern,
aye.
President Schiffer,
aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote. Jennings, no to aye. Closing vote closed. 24 ayes, 6 noes.
Having received the required two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 26 is assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 41, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 41, vacating subdivisions, sponsored by Senator Case, an act relating to vacation of plats.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I've moved for the introduction of Senate File 41, vacating subdivisions. Mr. President, this is a fairly simple bill. If you go and look into what it's required to vacate a subdivision, once you've had one, you know, you've applied for, received a subdivision, it's platted, it's ready to go, you could actually vacate that subdivision by using this statute, 34-12-106, and it gives the procedure for doing that. But it also says, current law says, that no plat or portion thereof within the corporate limits of a city or town shall be vacated as herein provided without the approval of the city or town. You have to prove it. This bill takes and gives the same ability of the county to be able to approve the vacation. And why it's come up is because there has been an ability for people to vacate a subdivision that's developed, has houses, has roads, the property sold. And because the subdivision was platted, the people no longer qualify for the agricultural exemption. So they say, we can get the agricultural exemption back by vacating the subdivision. Well, obviously, that defeats the whole purpose of why we have the subdivision requirements and the agriculture exemption. So this just says, you can't do that unless the county commissioners say that you can. That's all the bill does, is make it the same for the county as it is now for the city. Thank you, Mr. President.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler? Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Having received the required two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 41 is assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 12, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 12, Dispensing Rooms, Products Sold, sponsored by Senator Peterson, an act relating to liquor licenses.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for introduction of Senate File 12. Fellow Senators, this bill came to me as a need within our district, and probably your district also. We had a business owner call me and complain that he was trying to do the right thing by moving adult periodicals back into his adult section of his store where the liquor is sold, and one of our agents came through and told him to get that out and get it back on the shelves in the general public area. So this is why the bills came about. It would basically amend the present statute to include promotional products bearing the name of the licensed retailer, billiard and dart supplies, magazines, and periodicals. It's basically needed to give, I guess, the right, the choice to these business owners to move those periodicals in their adult section of the store, if they have a section of the store such as that. Quite frankly, I don't know why the bill was written as it was, but I would ask for your favorable consideration of Senate File 12.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe? Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 conflict.
Having received the required two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 12 is assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 16, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 16 ensures use of accident information, sponsored by Senator Johnson, an act relating to insurance.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move introduction to Senate File 16 and ask that you vote aye. This bill came about through a personal experience. A member of my family was involved in an accident, and it was that person's fault. It was very obvious. We paid all of the costs for our vehicle. We paid all of the costs for the vehicle the member of our family ran into. There was no insurance filed, anything, but the insurance company raised our rates. So I called back to find out why, because they didn't pay anything. And the answer was because we can. There are 18 states where you can't, and Wyoming is not one of those. So it doesn't matter if it costs us any money or not. We can raise your rates, and we did it. And you're going to pay it if you want to stay with our company. And I paid it. But I also filed this bill. So I would ask that you give it an affirmative vote.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns? Case, Coe, Cooper, DeCaria, Fecht, Geis, Hastert, Hines, Jennings, Job, Johnson, Landon, Larson, Massey, Meyer, Mockler, Nicholas, Perkins, Peterson, Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer,
aye.
Closing vote, closing vote closed, 30 ayes.
Having received the two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 16 is assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 30, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 30, Commercial Vehicle Licensing, sponsored by Senator Geis, an act relating to commercial vehicles.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, I'd ask for a favorable vote on Senate File 30. It pertains to commercial vehicle licensing. And what we're doing here is we're wanting to fix this where they can prorate them throughout the whole state, because lots of times right now you have to come up with a big chunk of money from January to March in order to buy all your license for your commercial vehicles. And what this will do is allow them to go just like we do with our own cars and everything. You can prorate them different times of the year, so that when you have a good cash flow, why, that's when you could pay for the license plate. We have the endorsement of the Wyoming YDOT. It'll cost them probably about $60,000 a year more, on account of they'll have to send out notices year-round, but it'll also cut down on their overtime they have to pay during those first 3 months of the year. And also we have the endorsement of the county clerks who handle these too. So I'd hope you'd give this a favorable vote. Thank you.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman? Bebout,
aye.
Burns,
aye.
Case,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Becht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Bonflatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 ayes.
Having received the required two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 30 is assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation.
Mr. President.
Senator Geis.
I thought I moved the bill, but I will move it just for the record for passage.
Okie dokie. Senate File 31, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 31, Domestic Violence Counseling Period, sponsored by Senator Hastert, an act relating to domestic violence.
Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I move for introduction of Senate File 31 and ask for your favorable consideration. In 2006, Wyoming Statute 3321106 was amended to allow judges to issue domestic violence protection orders for up to 1 year. But due to an oversight, the accompanying statutory provision 3321105 was not amended as needed. Currently, this section allows judges to order counseling for the perpetrator for only 90 days. Best research confirms that the most effective counseling period for batterer intervention is between 24 weeks and 1 year. In a letter that you have from a Park County judge on your desks, he speaks to a domestic violence program that takes 40 weeks to complete. The current 90 days does not allow the judge to order a full counseling program. The extended counseling time has been proven to substantially reduce reassault and other forms of abuse. This bill would allow judges to order extending counseling as appropriate and as needed. Last year, this same bill passed out of the House on a unanimous vote, and I ask for your favorable consideration today. Thank you.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Becht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson. Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Bonflatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 ayes.
Having received the required two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 31 is assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 38, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 38, People First Language, sponsored by Senator Case, an act relating to descriptive terms of person with cognitive deficiencies. Cognitive. I give up.
Senator Case, and would you please enunciate those words clearly?
I'm not sure I'm able, Mr. President, especially with all the eyes of the room upon me, but I would like to move for the introduction of Senate File 38, People First Language. Mr. President, When you have a disability, you're still a person. And what this bill does is remove archaic references to mental retardation and other disabilities in our laws. It's a long bill because mental retardation appears many, many different times. It also it adopts the term people with intellectual disabilities. I didn't choose this term. The people that this bill will help and give them dignity chose it. And most importantly, the references are about that you're a person first. You know, and it's a simple thing about language. Maybe nobody in this room realizes how hurtful language can be. It's a very small bill. It helps people that are so special to Wyoming. People who have cognitive disabilities, who we are proud to have as citizens of this state, and this is their choice on the reference that they want to use in our law. It's as simple as that. This goes in and gets rid of all the references to mental retardation and talks about people with intellectual disabilities. Thank you, Mr. President.
Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas? Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 ayes.
Having received the required two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 38 is assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 59, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File Number 59, DUI, Mandatory Hold Upon Arrest, sponsored by Senator Landon, and Act Relating to Driving Under the Influence.
Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for introduction of Senate File 59 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill was born out of an horrific incident that took place in our community. I'm sure many of you are aware of that particular night. But as the bill states, it's related to driving while under the influence. I was surprised the morning after that particular incident in which a man was dragged for over a mile and a half by an impaired driver to learn that we really have a lot of counties, a lot of judges who do not hold anyone who is arrested for driving while under the influence. It's a bailable offense. In this particular incident in Casper, that individual had 2 hours before been locked up for driving while under the influence. He was bailed out, went right back to the bar, grabbed another car, and drove off, ran over somebody, and dragged him for over a mile through the city streets of Casper. It's too bad that an incident like that has to happen for us to really take a hard look at this. But I think this is a good bill. It's a discussion we need to have. What this bill asks simply is that somebody who is picked up while driving while under the influence, we're just asking that they stay there long enough so that they're sober enough to drive home. Our law enforcement professionals a lot of times do not even have the paperwork filled out before somebody is right back out on the streets. We don't impound cars here very often, and the fact is we know that they go right back out and drive their cars again. I think it's a discussion that is worth having, and I would ask for your favorable support of the bill. Thank you.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson. Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
No.
Fecht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
No.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
No.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
No.
Bonflatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Case, I to know.
Burns,
I to know. Closing. Vote closed. 25 ayes, 5 noes.
Having received the required two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 59 is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 14, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 14, Small Employer Health Insurance, sponsored by Senator Case, an act relating to the Small Employer Health Insurance Availability Act.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 14, Small Employer Health Insurance. Mr. President, there's a difference between the way that large employers and small insurance and small employers can provide insurance to their employees. In Wyoming, we have a plan, we passed a law called Small Group Reform, and it basically says, if you're a small employer, if you have less than 50 employees, you must provide insurance. If you're going to decide to provide insurance, it must be through a group policy. If I'm a large employer, I have more than 50 employees, I can have a policy where I pay cash to my employees. I can give them all $100, $200 a month, whatever, more, and they can go and buy their own individualized plan, not a group plan. That's permitted. It's permitted under federal IRS law, and it's permitted under federal law with respect to large employers. It's not permitted in Wyoming for small employers. So here's my catch-22. You know, I don't have the highest paid business in the world, but I do pay my folks well, and I'm proud of it. I'm proud of the way, and I offer, they have a deduction plan where they can actually buy their own insurance. But I can't help to pay for it. I can't give them cash and say, use this money to pay for your insurance. They can't come to me with an insurance bill. And I can't subsidize that bill because of the restrictions of the Wyoming Small Employer Group Plan. So what you have is, if you have high-paid employees, you're going to get them on a group plan, and it's going to work. And that's great. But if you have small, lower-paid employees, minimum-skilled employees, employees working part-time, maybe having several part-time jobs, you can't do anything because of this restriction in Wyoming law. If you adopt this, we repeal the provision and allow employers to actually underwrite the cost of their individual policies. It's deductible by IRS rules for the employer, and it also will allow people that have several part-time jobs, many people have two, it allows the employers of both those jobs to get together and double the contribution so that their employees can get insured. It will help to get more people insured. It's a good thing for Wyoming, and it's going to finally do something for those employers in the minimum that have minimum skilled folks in the service industry to be able to do something for their employees. And I hope you'll pass this bill. Thank you.
The chief clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria,
aye.
Becht,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
No.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Bonflatern.
No.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote close. 28 ayes, 2 noes.
Having received the required two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 14 is assigned to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 46, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 46, Discharged Water Management, sponsored by the Minerals Committee, and Act Relating to Water.
Senator Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move Senate File 46 for introduction and ask you to vote aye. This bill is on a very important subject. It is an attempt to deal with the water discharges from coal bed methane. There have been several bills over the year. We had one last year that we had 3 days of hearings on. We've had extensive hearings on this particular piece of legislation. It was a topic assigned to us, actually, by the Management Council. And we've spent a lot of time with hearings and working on the bill. I'm not going to tell you it's a perfect bill. In fact, as the bill stands right now, it's a flawed bill. Because on page 2, or page 3 of the bill, you'll see there is a clause in there that, in essence, says notwithstanding anything else that you can, I mean, it makes it no good. And we know and understand that. But it's an issue that we feel, and actually, I think most people feel, that we have to finally try to get a handle on. I think this bill basically does that. It brings the state engineer into the process. There are some controls in it. And I think is a good, legitimate attempt to deal with the problem, which we absolutely have to do. You'll see on page 7, there's an appeal process. If either the landowner or discharging party is aggrieved, there is an appeal process. I think overall, we've got a good work product here. It's been studied and studied for a couple of years. It's endorsed by the committee. And I think by most people who have looked into the problem. It is going to take a little more work. We are going to have to fix it. But it will be probably many of you who will have suggested amendments. But that's the process. And we're willing to do that. But we can't do it without introduction. So I would urge you to vote in support of this Minerals Committee bill. Let's get on with trying to solve the coal bed methane issue and see if there's some things that we can work out for this vital industry in Wyoming.
Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Becht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines. Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
No.
Johnson.
No.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
No.
Meyer.
No.
Mockler.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
No.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Bonflatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 24 ayes, 6 noes.
Having received the required two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 46 is assigned to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 47, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 47, Wyoming State Training School Amendments, sponsored by the Select Developmental Programs Committee, an act relating to state institutions.
Senator Massey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move consideration of Senate File 47 and ask for the body's favorable consideration. This was not initially on the agenda for the Select Committee to consider, but after requests from several individuals and some legislators, the committee took this up a couple of years ago and studied this considerably, and that is, what was the future of the training school in Lander? We held five meetings, some of them devoted strictly to this particular topic, to come up with the bill that's in front of you. There was concern that as a result of a court settlement, that many of the folks who used to receive services there at the Lander facility had moved out into communities around the state of Wyoming, and there was only a small percentage of that particular population left at the facility. And so there was some concern about whether it was continued to be relevant, and some folks even advocated for it to be closed. The committee took a very close look at it and decided that, indeed, it still is relevant and can play a role in this, an integrated system in the state for people with developmental disabilities. And the bill you see in front of you specifies what that role can be. It updates the current statutes to reflect that role, identifies the role that this facility can play in an integrated statewide system for people with developmental disabilities, and also changes the name of the institution or the facility, I should say, up there in order to reflect that role. And finally, Mr. President, it does not contain any appropriations. The committee did not believe that any additional resources was needed in order to fulfill this particular role. I ask for the body's favorable consideration.
Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns. Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Becht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott. Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer,
aye.
Closing vote, closing, vote closed, 30 ayes.
Having received the required two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 47 is assigned to Committee Number 10, Labor. Reports from standing committees.
February 12, 2008, Mr. President, your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivision, to whom was referred Senate File 9. Reports back with the recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Case, Cooper, DeCaria, Larson, and Scott, Senator Case, Chairman. February 12, 2008, Mr. President, your committee number 7, Corporations, Election, Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred Senate File 4. Reports back with the recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Case, Cooper, DeCaria, Larson, and Scott, Senator Case, Chairman. February 12, 2008, Mr. President, your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 3, reports back with the recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Allman, Burns, Cole, Massey, and Mockler, Senator Burns, Chairman. February 12, 2008, Mr. President, your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 63. reports back with the recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Ullman, Burns, Cole, Massey, and Mockler, Senator Burns, Chairman. February 12, 2008, Mr. President, your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 69, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Ullman, Burns, Cole, Massey, and Mockler, Senator Burns, Chairman.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears this desk. Are there any announcements? Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 3, Revenue, will meet at about 12:20 this afternoon after lunch up in room F-16 in order to hear the following bills or start on the following bills. Senate File 23, Installment Payment Agreements, Tax Assessments. Senate File 28, Investment in State Funds Revisions. Senate File 33, Veterans Tax Exemption. Senate File 39, State Miners Board. And Senate File 48, Reporting Requirements. Most likely, Senate File 28 will be postponed and heard on Thursday. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Mockler.
Mr. President, I'd like to make a quick request that Mr. Speaker consider the remodeling of his neighborhood before we get too far into the session.
So noted. Senator Massey.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a heads up for folks, at 3:30 down in the rotunda today, there'll be an announcement and a press conference with regard to a year-long observance of the 200th anniversary of Lincoln's birthday. And so for folks who are interested in that particular part of our history, I certainly invite you to that press conference, again, at 3:30 down in the rotunda.
Further announcements? The motion is that the Senate be adjourned until 2 p.m. this afternoon. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. The Senate is adjourned until 2 p.m.